This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
Technology might result in the automation of installation. You might not need actual workers. You might have robots doing the installation for you and somehow even delivery one day. What about interior designers? Where do interior designers sit in the future? Before, the value of an interior designer was obviously a good fit. They had access to trade discounts.
Yeah.
And they were able to procure furniture that you wouldn't otherwise have access to.
Yeah.
Now, where do you see the interior design industry heading, given that you were an interior designer yourself? And technology might automate a lot of the interior design process. For example, even measuring the furniture and making sure furniture A matches furniture B is the expertise of an interior designer. What's your take on that?
Well, actually, that's part of the reason that we decided to go into Ruba. Because honestly, interior designers, you're looking at the top 5%, for example, of homes that need and want and can spend that amount of money. It's such a luxury concept now to have an interior designer. And I think that's where it's heading further and further, because of the fact that unless you're wanting the entire room done, which potentially in the future Ruba will be able to do anyway, unless you're wanting the entire room done from wallpaper to, you know, even like the trims around the doors, like literally all those details. Yes, you need an interior designer if you're willing to pay for that and you want, you know, the absolute beautiful definition of every detail. Yes, of course you need an interior designer for that. But looking at the percentage of people who honestly now can afford that, want that, it takes quite a long time to go through that process. It's diminishing at the top. So more and more people are just honestly wanting to see what's online and shop online because it's ease. So in terms of the concept of an interior designer, I think obviously it will be very much in terms of technicality. So working with developments, working with, you know, high rise buildings, working with architectures to property developments and stuff like that. And also the top couple of percentage who, you know, want to blow it out the water and have the most beautiful home, but don't want to spend the time looking through the internet and also have the money to do that.
Go forward in the future, if it's possible to automate the installation of an item, then surely AI should be able to replace a lot of what interior designers do.
Absolutely.
Now, is that a reality that we're going to see in 5 or 10 years, or do you think it's far, far beyond that? And as an interior designer, you know, it's easy for me as an outsider, right, to speculate, but you know the ins and outs of the trade. Is it something that's going to see massive disruption in the next 5 or 10 years, or is it far, far out?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that's a really interesting point. And I think that what we want to do is be able to say, okay, fill out this form, or I don't know, put a few questions, or even not even that. We understand the consumer as soon as they land on our site, and we say, okay, this is what we think your home should look like. And then from then they're like, oh wow, like they understand what I want. But it's not me doing it, it's the back end. You know, it's saying, well, you love this style, you love this color, you love this shapes, you love gold textures, not silver textures, you love marble, here's your room. Because they know exactly what the consumer wants. And so that's going to definitely, I think, play about in the future.